Distinguished Chair, thank you again for your excellent stewardship of this group. We find this modality of discussions particularly useful for stakeholders to constructively engage on the issue at hand. On the question, our delegation finds resonance with the view that IHL compliance depends on the use of laws in a specific context, rather than on the nature of the technology used in laws. But what the distinguished delegate from Switzerland has said, obviously the specific context matters. From the compilation of replies to the chair's guiding questions, we find the following three submissions particularly illuminating. First, the submission by our colleagues from Germany, which stated that IHL rules are only triggered by concrete effects of the use of a weapon. In essence, that IHL is an effects-based law. Next, the submission by our colleagues from Brazil, which stated that the legality of the use of laws is not determined by inherent features alone, but significantly depends on their mode of use and functioning within specific contexts. This approach recognizes that the same technology may be used in compliance with IHL under certain conditions and violated under others. And third, the submission by our colleagues from the Republic of Korea, which stated that compatibility with IHL cannot be defined by purely technical characteristics nor level of autonomy of laws. So with that, we hope that the discussion today could be focused on the specific context regarding the use of laws, so as to ensure compliance to the key IHL principles of distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack. Thank you.